Hello and welcome to Inside Your County Government, a podcast that brings you an inside look at the people and events in and around county government that shape your Charles County. I'm your host, Brent Huber. In this episode, we're going inside historic preservation to find out all that goes into saving and preserving our old houses. All right, welcome back. Joining me right now are Kathy Thompson and Beth Groth, who are both preservation planners. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we're talking about historic preservation. So tell me, what is historic preservation?
So historic preservation is really the preservation of the past, of historic resources that are really irreplaceable aspects of our shared heritage.
Why is that important, I mean, for the county government to do?
Sure. Historic preservation is important really because it contributes to our quality of life and our sense of place. So Charles County has changed dramatically, especially over the last 50 years. So historic preservation is really recognized as a way to connect people mm-hmm. to the past. And so preserving things from the past, places from the past, preserves those stories about who we are collectively and where we've been, and informs where we're going in the future.
Oh, awesome. And so I was just going to ask you, Beth, I mean, go ahead, finish what you were going to say, but I was going to ask you what you do.
Well, I'll get into that, but I was also going to add to Kathy's point that, you know, we have a lot of, as she mentioned, irreplaceable assets. And so once it's gone, it's gone. And so we've seen a lot of resources in the county disappear because we have so much development. But we're also working very hard to preserve on properties when they do get developed.
So how do you preserve a property?
Well, through the development process, we review resources, we review historic structures and archaeology, and they go through a sort of a vetting process to see if it's significant and if it's worth preserving. And in some cases, it might be a tobacco barn and it's in an open space lot and on a subdivision, and that's how it sort of gets how it gets preserved, and then the responsibility falls on the homeowners association to maintain that.
So if I was to come to the county and say I want to develop this piece of land, that land has to actually be checked for historic significance, correct?
That's correct.
And that's what you guys do?
Yes.
And then if you find something of historic significance, then you start this process of preservation.
Correct. Yes.
Yes. The first step is always identification. So part of the initial review process is to identify if there are historic resources on a particular property, determine whether or not they're significant. And if they are significant, we work with the applicant to develop strategies to mitigate that, either through documentation or preservation moving forward.
Is that a difficult process to do?
It can be. It can be a lengthy process.
Because, I mean, you really have to do your research.
Well, and we also rely on the expertise of people in the field who are doing it on a daily basis, the architectural historians, the archaeologists. I mean, that's really what we rely on them because they're the ones who are actually doing that work and they've been trained in that. So we have the applicants hire those types of individuals to conduct the studies.
Now, some people may not know this, and I didn't know this until I think about a year ago, but we actually have a county archaeologist.
We do. That's a fairly new aspect of our program, which started with bringing an archaeologist in to provide expertise to identify those types of resources during the subdivision process. And I think that's one of the more complicated aspects of subdivision review, because even though it's pretty easy to determine whether or not there's a tobacco barn or a historic farmhouse on a property that's proposed for development, the archaeological resources aren't visible and they haven't necessarily been surveyed. Mm-hmm. So one of the more significant aspects of determining whether or not there are cultural resources is to have an archaeologist evaluate the site, and it requires a lot of research. It requires someone going out to the field and assessing the potential. And often, if it looks like there could be the potential for those resources, they have to do actual physical testing, shovel testing, to determine whether or not there's historic resources, archaeological resources on site. So that's probably the more complicated and timely aspects of our development review process as it relates to cultural resources.
Now, when you say cultural resources, what are you talking about? Is it, I mean, because that's sure. Pretty broad.
Yeah, most people think of historic preservation as buildings.
Well, that's what I was. We were talking before we started. Was right. That well? It's old houses. We're going to preserve the old houses and the tobacco barns and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But no, it's much deeper, literally.
Yeah, it's the built environment, like barns and like houses, but it's also archaeological resources below ground, and we also work with other types of resources such as cemeteries, historic roads, view sheds, historic and rural landscapes. So all of those types of resources make up our historic cultural resources.
Okay. So what kind of projects are you working on right now? I think there's some big ones, maybe.
We're always working on great projects. Let's see. We've spent a lot of time documenting and researching the village of Hughesville.
Yeah,
recently.
Let's talk about Hughesville. What's going on with Hughesville?
Yeah, so Hughesville has been an area that's been targeted for redevelopment for many years, and it's planned for some revitalization. We did revitalization planning. Maybe going on a decade ago. And so we're looking for ways to make sure that Hughesville's story as an early 20th century village and its connection to the tobacco industry, making sure that that story is preserved as the area moves forward with redevelopment. So, of course, documentation is one of the first steps. So one of the things that we've done over the last year is we hired an architectural historian to do a full documentation of the entire village, which includes the early and mid-20th century commercial buildings.
Now, when you say the Hughesville Village, you mean the corridor where Old Route 5 moves through the town?
That's correct.
Right.
Yes, the core of Hughesville, where there's a concentration of both commercial buildings and tobacco warehouses.
Yeah, the tobacco warehouses. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So we were definitely interested in making sure that the story of the tobacco warehouses, which is so unique to Southern Maryland, is preserved, because that section of the village is certainly ripe for redevelopment. So we've documented that. We have made a really good case for National Register eligibility, so we will be pursuing that. And there's a really interesting project going on at the Winstead Packing Plant, which, as part of this attempt to bring historic resources to be part of the story of Hughesville moving forward, we've been working with the owners of the packing plant and our partners at the state, Preservation Maryland, the Southern Maryland Heritage Area, and we're looking at ways that that building can be adaptively reused in interesting and innovative ways. So we're hoping that its story and the preservation of that building will bring that building into new use. So we're pretty excited about that. We're starting with a facade improvement project. We have grant funding through the Community Legacy Program to do that. And we're applying for a grant to do a market study to figure out the best use for that building moving forward. So stay tuned for good things to happen in Hughesville.
And for Hughesville, there's incentives in Hughesville too.
We're working on that as part of the package, yes.
Okay.
But there are some grant programs that property owners are eligible for now, especially through the Community Legacy and other programs through the Department of Housing and Community Development. So certainly if there are property owners interested, I encourage them to give us a call and we can talk more about that.
So the idea is you go in, you do a study, and you find out the historical significance of these buildings. And then as somebody comes in and wants to develop that, there's guidelines that they follow in order to preserve that look and feel of that historic building, correct?
Potentially. There are different programs. The National Register designation would be honorary and would make property owners eligible for tax credits. Mm-hmm. There is a local designation process that falls under zoning, which would, if we go that route, would require those properties to be reviewed during mm-hmm. the development process.
Outside of Hughesville, there's more projects.
Yes. Well, we've been working in the village of Port Tobacco for several years now, and this year we're really excited about a grant-funded project where we will be using ground-penetrating radar magnetometry to try to uncover building foundations that surrounded the Port Tobacco green. So that should be starting in the next few months. So it's a wonderful, relatively new technique that archaeologists are using to understand a place without having to go through the really invasive and time-consuming and expensive process of excavation.
Yeah, I've actually seen that done, and it's like this cart with bicycle wheels, and yeah, they don't have to dig a piece of dirt and they can get a picture. That's really cool that technology is now that accessible.
Looking to know what's going on in the community? Want to get the latest news and discover incredible things to do in our county? Well, now you can, and have it delivered right to your inbox. Subscribe to Charles County Government's e-news and learn about special events and all the amazing things to do in Charles County. Visit www.charlescountymd.gov and click on the envelope to subscribe.
Okay, now you said tax credits. Now there's a new tax credit plan.
Yes.
Do I understand that correctly?
Yes, absolutely. We're very excited about that. This year we will be unrolling the Historic Preservation Tax Credit, which will be a 10% property tax credit for eligible projects.
Okay.
So if a property owner goes through the local landmark designation, then they will be eligible for a 10% of their total costs. So 10% of their roof repairs or their siding repairs or painting or maintenance on the exterior, 10% of that total cost would be eligible to be taken off of their tax bill.
Okay.
Each year. And if the project is big enough and that 10% exceeds your tax liability, you will be able to carry that forward. I think it's up to 4 years forward. Yes.
Wow. So people interested in that can visit charlescounty.gov. And is there information on the webpage?
We're unrolling it as we speak.
Okay.
So feel free to call me and we can talk about the process and I'll walk you through it step by step.
And I'll put your email and contact info in the show notes and a link when the link becomes available. That's interesting. So we get to preserve some property and they designate them local landmarks.
That's right. Yes.
Cool. Any other projects, Beth?
Well, I think when you talk about the tax credit, you can't forget about the Historic Preservation Commission, which is a big part of what we do.
Yes, it is.
Because as part of the legislation that created the tax credit opportunity, it also created our 7-member board, which the commissioners appoint. And so they play the role with this projects that I do a lot of, which is the development review. And so they help us kind of make the decisions with how these properties are managed in terms of their historic and cultural resources. So they've been working at it since 2010. And so they're still a very active board and we meet once a month. And so they're always, you know, eager to help and assist in preservation.
So the board reviews plans, making sure that it's kind of like the second set of eyes, or, I mean, how does that work exactly with the preservation board? Because it's more than just plan review, too, that they do, right?
It is. They also have the ability to sort of direct studies or, you know, they get involved with other projects in the county as well. But primarily, well, a lot of their role is looking at what's going on development-wise in the county.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those meetings, and I've been to an awards banquet. And I think you've got one of those coming up because
we do.
There are some people that take an awful lot of pride, and I've seen this firsthand, an awful lot of pride in preserving these properties. And I think it's kind of neat that you guys or that board honors them. So talk about that.
Yes. So the next one will be again this May, because May is generally Preservation Month. And so we like to celebrate in that month. And so the nomination process, which is for individuals or projects. And so anybody who sort of is exemplary in the historic preservation field or a project that has been done in 2018. So we basically reward what was projects that were done or people that you know did work in the previous year. And so the nominations will just be going out this probably in the next few days, and then we'll be they'll be due back on February 22nd for this year.
So these are people that have preserved their property or have been involved with the preservation of historic properties in Charles County, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. That, I mean, that's kind of cool because, I mean, it's important because that's our story and we want to preserve it and preserve it accurately. Yeah.
And one of the things that we do is we showcase the Preservation Award recipients in our annual publication, Preservation Matters. And that is something we're really proud of. It's an opportunity to share a lot of information about research or wonderful preservation projects or tax incentives that people may not otherwise be aware of. So we started that, I think, 3 years ago, and distribution is growing. The size of the document is growing. We always are amazed at how much wonderful content we have to put in, and it's really a testament to all of the great work being done in this county by both professionals, archaeologists and historic preservationists and historians, but also just by average citizens who care about these places and want to see them preserved.
Awesome. All right, Kathy and Beth, thank you so much for joining us. And I will put your contact info in the show notes. So anybody that wants more info about historic preservation and the efforts that we, the county, does to preserve our story, they'll know how to get in hold of you.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Remember, you can find more great podcasts online at charlescountymd.gov/podcast. Like this episode? Then head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We can be found under Charles County Government.